This body scan may be done sitting in a chair, lying down, or standing up. I will be providing instructions for a seated body scan. Starting with the feet flat on the floor if that's possible, or crossing the ankles, sitting in an erect and dignified posture, allowing the shoulders to soften down the back, perhaps tilting the chin slightly, and allowing the eyes to have a soft and unfocused forward gaze, or closing the eyes. Taking a few moments to check in to the body, to notice how the body is feeling right now. Perhaps feeling the points of contact between the body and the chair, between the soles of the feet in contact with the floor, or the sensations of contact between different parts of the body. And then becoming aware of the sensations of breathing, wherever the breath is vividly felt. Perhaps feeling the breath at the nostrils, with the air coming in and out of the nostrils. Or perhaps feeling the sensations of breathing at the level of the chest, rising and falling with each in and out breath. Or you might notice that the sensations of breath are vividly felt at the belly, expanding and contracting with each in-breath and each out-breath. And without changing the breath in any way, simply allowing the body to breathe on its own and attending to the sensations of the breath, either at the nostrils, the chest, or the belly. And the intention of the body scan is simply to bring awareness to the different parts of the body, attending with kindness and curiosity to the sensations, and then allowing the sensations to fade into the background as we move attention to a different part of the body. There's no particular way to feel. We don't need to feel more or less relaxed or search for any particular sensations as we attend to the different body parts. What we feel in each moment is what's present. And then when we attend to the different sensations in the body, we can also notice what the mind does and where the attention goes. So for now, resting the attention on the sensations of breathing wherever the breath is vividly felt. Allowing the breath to bring us back to this present moment. And now with your next in-breath, escorting the attention down the legs into the soles of the feet and out into the toes. Attending to each of the toes. Bringing awareness to the sensations of contact, of heat or coolness. Perhaps of numbness, tingling. Again, not looking for any particular sensations in the toes, simply noticing what sensations are already here, meeting sensations with curiosity and kindness. And then from the toes, allowing the attention to spread up to the tops of the feet, to the sides, perhaps feeling the sensations on the surface of the skin, or sensations deeper within the foot, sensations in the long bones of the feet, the muscles, the tissues. And then feeling the sensations in the soles of the feet. And then in the heels. And now letting go of attention on the feet. And bringing awareness into the ankles. Perhaps noticing some tightness or ease or laxity in the ankles. Sensations deep within the ankles or on the surface of the ankles. Now, together with an out-breath, letting go of attention on the ankles and bringing attention up into the lower legs, moving the spotlight of attention from the ankles all the way up into the knees, feeling the sensations along the bones of the lower legs, muscles and the tissues, or becoming aware of sensations on the surface of the skin, perhaps in contact with clothing. At times, allowing the attention to be narrow and exploring areas of intensity within the lower legs. And at other times, allowing the attention to be broad, perhaps taking in the entirety of the lower legs. And then with your next in-breath, expanding the awareness to include the entire length of the lower legs. And on an out-breath, releasing the lower legs from awareness and moving the attention up into the knees, exploring the sensations deep within the knees or on all sides of the knees, the front, the back, and the sides. Perhaps noticing any holding or tension, any ease or laxity in the knees. Attending to these sensations with kindness and curiosity. And when you notice that the attention is no longer on the area that you're focusing on, just noticing where the attention has gone. The thinking, planning, the memories or associations or feelings in other parts of the body. And then gently, without giving yourself a hard time, bringing the attention back to the area of attention. In this case, it's the knees. And now together with an out-breath, releasing the knees from attention and bringing the awareness up into the upper legs, from the knees all the way up into the hips. Exploring with kindness the entire lengths of the upper legs, the long bones here, the large muscles of the thighs, muscles in the buttocks and the hips. Perhaps noticing any sense of heat or coolness, heaviness or lightness, tension or ease, holding or bracing. Or perhaps noticing no sensations at all. And now expanding awareness to include the entire lengths of the upper legs. And then together with an out-breath, releasing the upper legs from awareness. And moving attention into the pelvic region, the pelvic bowl, the pelvic floor, the buttocks, the genitals. Becoming aware of any and all or no sensations in this area. Meeting whatever sensations are arising with kindness and with curiosity. And then with your next in-breath, expanding awareness to include the entire pelvic region. And on an out-breath, releasing awareness here. And bringing awareness now into the belly. Sensations on the surface of the skin to deep within the belly. Perhaps noticing and feeling the sensations of breathing. The abdomen rising with the in-breath. Falling away with the out-breath. Feeling the sensations of breathing from the inside out. Perhaps a sense of stretch or deflation. Heaviness or lightness or tingling in the belly. And now expanding awareness to include the entire abdominal region. And on an out-breath, releasing this area from awareness and moving the attention up into the chest. Taking in the sensations in the rib cage, the lungs, and the heart. Filling the entire chest region with a kind and gentle awareness. And with the next out-breath, releasing the chest from awareness and moving the attention to the back of the body, starting with the lower back, an area that may hold some tension during the day. And so this is an opportunity to become aware of whatever sensations are present in the lower back, sensations in the muscles and the bones, the vertebrae in this area. Perhaps noticing any sense of ease or bracing, hardness, softness. Perhaps even numbness and tingling. And then allowing the awareness to include the middle and upper back region, feeling the sensations in the shoulder blades, sensations along the spine and the muscles alongside the spine. Perhaps noticing if the sensations that we are aware of are pleasant or unpleasant, or neither pleasant nor unpleasant, neutral. And if you notice that the attention has gone away from the part of the body that you're scanning, in this case, the back region, noticing where the attention has gone. And then without giving yourself a hard time, returning the attention back to the area being scanned, the back region, coming back with kindness and with curiosity. And now with your next in-breath, allowing the awareness to expand to include the entire back region. And on an out-breath, releasing this area from awareness. And now escorting the attention down both arms into the fingers and the thumbs of both hands. Filling each of the fingers and thumbs with kind and gentle curiosity. Noticing any and all or no sensations here in the fingers and thumbs. Throbbing, numbness, tingling, sense of touch, warmth, coolness, moisture or dryness. And then taking in the palms and the backs of the hands and the wrists. And then letting go of attention on the hands and fingers and allowing the awareness to spread up into the lower and upper arms. Sensations deep within the arms and the bones, all the way out to the surface of the skin. Aware of the sensations in the elbows and in the armpits. And sensations in the shoulders. And now allowing the awareness to take in the entirety of the arms. And on an out-breath, releasing the arms and the hands from awareness. And moving the attention up into the neck, feeling the sensations deep within the neck and all the way out to the surface of the skin, on all sides of the neck. This is another part of the body that may hold some tension or stress during the day. Noticing if there is any sense of holding, and then without changing whatever you find here, bringing awareness and kindness to this area of the neck. And now releasing attention on the neck and bringing attention up into the back and the sides of the head, including the ears. And if you're lying down, perhaps noticing the weight of the head on the bed or the sofa, the pillow. Bringing a kind and gentle attention to the sensations on the sides and the back of the head. And with an in-breath, allowing awareness to expand to include the entire back and side of the head. And on an out-breath, releasing this area from awareness and moving attention to the front of the head. Attending to the sensations in the cheeks, the chin, the jaw, perhaps noticing any sense of holding or tightness in the jaw. Feeling the sensations in the eyes, the eye sockets, the eyeballs, in the nose, noticing any and all or no sensations in the front of the head. And with an in-breath, allowing awareness to spread to include the entire head region. And on an out-breath, releasing the head from awareness. And on an in-breath, allowing the awareness to expand to include the entire body from the top of the head all the way down to the soles of the feet. Holding the entire body with awareness, with gentleness and kindness. Becoming aware of the sensations of breathing in the body. Attending to the sensations of the breath, sensations in other parts of the body as we sit or lie or stand here in stillness. Holding the body with kindness and curiosity. Just riding the waves of the breath in the body. Perhaps offering this body and this mind and this heart some kindness, some gratitude. Giving yourself credit for engaging in this body scan practice. And when you're ready, widening your gaze, if you had your eyes open, opening your eyes, if you had your eyes closed, and then letting go of this body scan practice.